it's unlikely because to make them better foods, although there is one example of that, which I'll tell you about. Okay, so what's the nature of food? Well, of course, we can divide food into two sorts. There's the unprocessed food, which basically we're just taking out of the environment and eating, right? Fruit, vegetables, meat, fish. Okay? Now, these may have been growing wild, or they may have been farmed. Doesn't really matter which, we're talking about the same sort of foods. Okay? Now, we can think about processed foods. Okay, that's what we do when we take these ingredients and we do something to them. Okay? And usually what we do when we're processing a food is we take somehow purified ingredients and mix them together to make something nicer. Okay? So one of the essences of processed food is that we've got some things like flour, okay, sugar, butter. Okay, these are all things which are taken from unprocessed foods and produced by a processing mechanism. And let's say we're mixing them together to make pastry. Yeah? Okay, and then we're putting some meat in the pastry and we've got a pie, okay, which you buy in the students' union for lunch. Okay. So that's processed. And what we're looking at there, the purified ingredients, are the purified ingredients that you find in cells. Okay? They're sugars, proteins, and fats. And we all know something about having a balanced mixture of these things in our diet and that being relatively good for us. Okay. But we also know that processed foods often have additives to stop them going stale in the shop, right? And artificial colourings and flavourings to make them look nicer and taste nicer to us. We know that the industry does these things in order to sell food. All right? So some people think processed food perhaps is less, it is certainly less natural than unprocessed food, but perhaps it's worse in some way, because perhaps some of these things we add to it are not too good for us. Okay? This slide is just there to remind you that, of course, unprocessed food can be bad for you too. Okay? So every time you eat unprocessed food, even if you wash it quite carefully, right, if it's been grown in the soil, you will almost certainly be eating some bacteria. Okay? There's no way that you can wash them all off. They're sort of, you know, they bury themselves. Okay? But if you're not too careful about washing it, you may be eating a few insects as well. Okay? You can't help that, because they're too small to see. Insects can be very small. Okay? So there are always some contaminating organisms, right? But mostly, if we treat food sensibly, those organisms are not pathogenic, and we don't get any harm from them. Okay? But there also can be the result, there can be toxins in fresh food, which are bad for you. Okay? It's a really interesting fact, for instance, you probably don't know, potatoes and tomatoes, right? They come from related plant species in South America, yes? And in the potato plant, everything except those tubers is poisonous. And in the tomato plant, everything except those fruit is poisonous. We've just taken the two bits, and in one it happens to be the roots, and in the other it happens to be the fruit, that is not poisonous. Well, no doubt there were some trials early on when some humans unfortunately ate the wrong bit, okay? And they soon learnt, right, not to eat the tubers of a tomato plant or not to eat the fruits of a potato plant. They do have them, they just don't eat, you don't eat them, right? So there are very many parts of foods that we eat that we can't eat because they're toxic and we throw them away. Okay, so foods can be processed or unprocessed. There can be contaminating things in all of them, which are dangerous to us. Okay. So what about GM food? I want to tell you just briefly about three GM foods and what happened to them in the UK, in the United Kingdom. All right?